Hi, welcome and thank you for joining me here for another edition of How To Tips to Live Lean. Lean is the acronym that stands for L is for lifestyle, E is for exercise, A is for attitude, and N is for nutrition. And these are the subject topics that will be discussed by myself, Shelley G. Hushka, and I'm a Dr. Sarah's Wellness Institute Lean Master Certified Health and Wellness Coach. And I'm going to educate you with some how-to tips to live a lean life. So today we're going to be exploring more ways you can learn to use to fulfill and enrich your days so that you are living your best life version of yourself going forward. The information provided is for informational purposes only so that it can help you make an informed decision of your own health and lifestyle choices and decisions. And information here is in no way meant to help treat, prescribe, or diagnose any person. All right, so today's episode continues down as we explore the plant-based eating journey. So, without much introduction, here we go. How to start plant-based eating in 5 steps. So, plant-based eating can be for everyone. The main idea is not to diet or remove something from your nutrition, but it's more about adding more plant-based foods. For those of you who love a burger once in a while, you don't have to completely eliminate animal-based food. You can certainly reduce it by making more meals at home that are plant-based. So here are 5 steps to help you start your plant-based eating. Step 1. Choose your motivation. Give yourself a reason to make a change that will help you stick to it. Whether you want to save the animals, become healthier, or simply just to feel better, the plant-based nutrition is a great option for those of us who want to be better and a healthier person. Step 2 is choose your type. Remember, we talked about different types of plant-based eating. A spectrum of plant-based eating is available to you. Start by identifying what you would like to change in your nutrition. Considering that your nutrition will be mainly coming from plants, your options are a strict plant-based nutrition, which is a vegan, and you are not going to consume any meat, fish, or animal products like dairy, foods, honey, or eggs. The number 2 is a vegetarian plant-based nutrition, where you'll be able to consume eggs, milk, cheese, and other products of animals, but just no meat or fish. And the 3rd type is a flexitarian plant-based nutrition. And this is where your meals will have a large portion of plant-based food, in addition to small portions of eggs or dairy foods. And on occasion, you can include meat, fish, seafood, or poultry. Step 3 is to plan your meals. One of the most difficult parts about adapting to plant-based eatings is to adopt new habits in the kitchen. Start looking for new recipes now and ideas for your meals. Our favorites are salads, bowls, wraps, soups, and overnight oatmeal. Step 4, make your grocery list. In order to ease yourself into plant-based eating, try to slowly increase the amount of plant-based food on your grocery list. This would include fruits, vegetables, legumes, grains, spices, and vegan products like hummus or coconut milk. And the last step, step 5, is to implement the changes. The best way to start plant-based eating is to start with small steps now. Choose a day this week when you will have a plant-based nutrition day. That day will be the beginning of your journey in plant-based eating. Once you've chosen a date, pick your recipes. This next episode that I'm going to give you is going to give you some ideas with recipes that you can start with. And I would like to thank you for taking time out of your day today to join me here today. I really appreciate it. And if you're loving listening to this podcast, please leave me a review, ask me a question, or make comments when you're listening, where you're listening from. You can leave a voice message, and it's really pretty cool. And like I said, who knows, it might end up on a future episode of this podcast. So if you would like to be involved in the ongoing conversations, if you have questions or you want links to resources and recipes, I'm going to be updating the forum. And in there, you're going to have access to all of these goodies. So what's nice about the show notes is it gives you the direct link where you can go. But since we're listening today, if you go to your favorite app store and you download the Wix, W-I-X, app from their store, you're going to download and enter this code to join my forum. It's all capital letters. It's GY7VKL. Again, that's capitals GY7VKL. And if you just want the link sent right to your text message inbox, go ahead and send me a text to Hushka Kochin, and that number is 503-753-3394. And just say you're interested in plant-based eating notes, and you'll be on the list for future episode updates that will be delivered right to you in your inbox. And when you first sign up to be automatically notified, you'll also be the first ones that are going to be notified when a new product or service is launched. And you become eligible to be entered into a contest to win a substantial or even free product or service of mine. And I'm going to be offering this once a quarter. So again, download the Wix app or text me at 503-753-3394 to be added into the forum. And I would love to hear from you. Introduce yourself. Let me know where you're from, where you are in your plant-based eating journey, and share with the forum community some of your favorite plant-based recipes, tips, and strategies. Till next time, stay safe, take care, and God bless.